Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 6 minutes past the hour of 9, you are listening to Radio Islam International. My name is Habib Bobat and inshallah I'll be keeping you company this morning right up till 10 a.m. Coming up in this hour, shortly we'll be having the weekly book review program with Mawlana Ashraf Dokrat. And this morning we are reviewing the book Animal Welfare in Islam by Bashir Ahmed Misri. And that will be coming up in a few seconds. Thereafter, at about 9:25, 9:30, we'll be joined on the line by Mufti Zubair Bayat. And this morning we are discussing about Zamzam. You know, the nature of Zamzam, the healing nature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept within this beautiful water that we find in the Holy Lands. So, inshallah, that will be coming up this morning also. You can interact with us throughout the program on 48855. That's 48855. Alternatively, you could WhatsApp on 072-786-1548, inshallah. Alright, let's go into the weekly book review program. We do have Mawlana Ashraf on the line. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
From humans to animals, Mawlana?
Yes, yes, yes. We're looking at a book called Animal Welfare in Islam by Hafiz Bashir Ahmed Masri. I think we're coming close to the time of Qurbani.
Mm.
And I thought perhaps it's appropriate to rethink or to consider the way we treat animals, especially sometimes when we've become very enthusiastic on the day of Qurbani, and perhaps we need to look at how we treat the animals on that day, and generally what we think about animals and our concern for animals and the way we view Islam's relationship with animals. This book, Mawlana, is one that in its second edition. The book was originally published some years ago and has been republished after the author's demise in 1992. The book has now been republished in a new cover and with some additions as well. The other author in the first chapter sets down his reason for writing the book, he explains that Islam, in fact, attempts to bring out and to show that human beings need to be kind and compassionate regarding their treatment to animals. The Islamic instruction and the guidance on animals' needs and man's obligations concerning animals, he says, is so comprehensive that Muslims don't need to go anywhere else for guidance, not to be cruel, or not to even be condescendingly too kind to the so-called inferior animals is all regarded as a negative proposition in Islam. Islam wants always the adherence to think and act in a positive way and accept that all species are communities like us, like human beings, and they have their own creation. They are their own creation. They have their own existence in their own right, and we should not sit in judgment to them or on them according to human norms and human values. The book examines some important aspects such as animal sacrifice, etc., and also looks at the question of mass production of meat and exhorts Muslim communities, especially Muslim communities in the West, to tackle the whole question about halal meat in a very careful way. The first chapter concerns Islamic concerns for animals, looks at how animals have an important place in nature, what Islam says about the place in nature, the fact that in Islam these animals have been created for man's service, then looks at some concerns such as the experiments on animals, vivisection of animals, factory farmings, etc., and how sometimes man is very cruel in the way that they treat animals. And then in chapter 2, which is very, very interesting, he looks at the whole argument of vegetarianism versus what he calls meatarianism. And he makes the important argument in here that while Islam has told us that we have to be compassionate towards Islam towards animals, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not commanded all of us to become vegetarian now. And the reason for this is that Islam is all about moderation, and all meat diet is just as bad as an all vegetable diet, and we have to be balanced in our approach. The third chapter, which concerns us especially during the time of Qurbani, is that of animal sacrifice. And it looks at animal sacrifice in various traditions, in Confucianism, Hinduism, Jainism, Buddhism, Christianity, Judaism, etc. And then looks at how Islam deals with the whole question of animal sacrifice. And he makes some very, very interesting comments regarding sacrifice in Judaism, for example, and then he looks at sacrifice in Islam and the different types of sacrifice that are permitted in Islam. Chapter 4 has got to do with the difficult topic of halal meat, and it subtitles that the bone of contention. So he asks very difficult questions there regarding the food of the people of the book, and also the final one, is Jewish food halal? We know that the recent Sanha brochure, the bulletin from Sanha, also carries a article on kosher food and whether it is halal or not. In any case, I think the book is a good contribution on the topic of animal rights in Islam and the welfare of animals in Islam, and will make interesting reading for anybody who's interested in animals generally, and also on this whole concept of the relationship between humans and animals in Islam. The one difficulty that I had with the book is sometimes the way in which some of the hadith are used in a very general way. For example, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade the skins of wild animals being used as floor coverings, and therefore he makes the argument against hunting, for example, whereas I think that that hadith actually refers to the fact that people use those skins as leopard skins, etc. In another hadith, leopard skins are mentioned specifically as a means of showing off and as a means of pride in the use of those as saddles, etc. So I think in some instances maybe we can be we'll have one or two problems with the book, but generally the book is a good contribution to this important subject. And it's available, Monana. It's published by the Islamic Foundation, and it's available in bookshops in South Africa. And also, I've noticed that it's available as a free download as a PDF. So somebody has put it up as a PDF, and one can download this book now.
Jazakumullah khairan, Monana. And tell me, how long is the book?
The book is not too long, Monana. It's only 164 pages, so you can get through it in one or two sittings easily, Monana. The title again, Animal Welfare in Islam, by Hafiz Bashir Ahmed Masri, and published by Islamic Foundation.
Just a quick word on the author, Monana.
Yes, the author of this book was a graduate of the Government College in India, in Punjab, and he then moved to the UK in the early years, in 1961. He was the imam at a masjid called the Shah Jahan Masjid in Woking in England, and he continued his interest in animal rights and animal welfare up to his death in 1992.
Alhamdulillah. Jazakumullah for your time, much appreciated.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.